There is a modest metro building in North Nashville that's named the Randy Rogers Training Center. The name is so small, you might miss it. But one listener took note and asked WPLN's Curious Nashville, who was Randy Rogers? Maribel Knight found the answer.
Randy Rogers was a community organizer with the Metropolitan Development and Housing Agency, the city department that builds and maintains public housing. But she didn't get her name on a building by being some city bureaucrat. She was a beloved, boots-on-the-ground community advocate. A staff newsletter quoted her credo, "Our lives are inextricably linked by the common thread of humanity. If we break it, we are all undone." And she meant it. In 1977, she and her two young daughters, all of whom are white, intentionally moved into the all-black Preston Taylor Homes, a public housing complex in West Nashville.
But she wanted to let people know that, you know, the housing developments could be desegregated, that you could be white and live in Preston Taylor and not lose your life.
This is Dwight Lewis, a friend of Rogers, who was a reporter with the Tennessean newspaper at the time. The family lived in the development for 3 months to better understand the community. Rogers was also active in the local Democratic Party, and it was on her way to the 1980 Democratic National Convention in New York City when an accident happened. She was staying with a friend in Baltimore, Lewis recalls.
She got up maybe in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, and she opened the door to what she thought was the bathroom, but it was to the basement, and she fell down the steps.
Rogers died the next day. She was just 35 years old. Her two daughters were 10 and 14. Lewis says he feels lucky to have known such a person.
You enjoy meeting people like that. It's somebody who wants to improve conditions for everybody, not just one group of people, but for everybody. And I think that was Randy Rogers.
A few years after her death, MDHA decided to name a building after her. Ever since, the Randy Rogers Training Center in North Nashville has been a gathering place for various community events. For WPLN News, I'm Maribel Knight.